And I figured let's decorate the studio with some stuff. So I brought in, what do they call the green stuff that's usually
garland?
Garland.
Garland?
Yes.
Okay.
Like John.
Like John. Thank you. Former pitcher for the White Sox. Look at you. So I brought in some garland, and I also brought in some fake snow.
It looks nice.
You like the fake snow?
Yes. Tis the season.
Tis the season. So I went fake snow, and I went garland to kind of decorate the studio.
Wow. And I love all the bobbleheads everywhere.
The bobbleheads are in a snowstorm.
Right. Abe Lincoln looks like he's on a cloud.
It also looks nothing like snow. It looks like a cloud. It looks like your dog ripped apart a toy.
Really? Yes. It doesn't look like snow?
Not at all.
I mean, I bought snow on Amazon. Well, like, I even wrote fake snow.
But, Evan, the way you've displayed it, and you can see it on SMY here, when snow is on the ground, it's on the ground. You have it, like, up in the air.
You know
like
what? I'm
clouds.
Looking at us on SNY right now,
yeah,
and you're
it's
right.
Kind of floating.
The snow looks like clouds.
Yes.
That's a bad job out of me. All right, I will do a better job during our next commercial break of flattening said snow.
Willie Mays is in the best spot.
Yeah, he's
Most
on.
People can't see him, though, right?
He's
now.
On a WFAN helmet.
Right. He's hiding in the front of the helmet.
Yes. So, do you want me to bring more holiday stuff in?
I think SNY should.
SNY should?
Why not? Come jazz up the set.
You're going to pay for it, or are you going to ask them to pay for it? Is that how this works now? Well, you're going to demand them to buy Christmas stuff?
Big theme of the show today, Hal Steiner, ain't my money.
Yeah, go do it. You know how I, watch this, you know how I can guilt SNY into doing it? And this was all a coincidence, because I literally brought it in today because I knew I didn't have room for this at Casa de Robert, so let me bring it in here. CBS Sports Network is decorating Boomer and Geo Studio.
Right. They do it every year.
And I felt like such a schlub, right? Because they've got boxes of stuff they're bringing in there. And then I'm walking in with my garland and fake snow. And CBS is looking over like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But that's very typical of me.
But you know what? It's us.
Yeah. We don't need to be special.
Right. It's homie. It feels like it's ours.
Are you okay with me?
Of the heart.
Are you okay with me buying a train set?
An actual train set?
Yeah, I'm thinking of buying a train
set.
Is
it going to work? And can we put a little bridge over the little thing right there?
Yeah, I'll
build a little gap.
If you want the bridge.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we can name the bridge the Lugauer.
I got it. It took me a second. I like that. All right, real quick before we get back to your calls, obviously Yankee fans reacting, Met fans reacting to the news that came out even less than 24 hours ago of Juan Soto signing with the Mets yesterday before the Giants game in honor of, like, I don't know, 1978. Mm-hmm. Somebody bought a plane, or at least rented a plane, and had a message over MetLife Stadium. I'd like to read the message to you so you understand what it said if you didn't see the image yet. Mr. Mara, enough. Please fix this dumpster fire.
Mm.
Okay? Mr. Mara, enough. And the please was PLZ. So it was please with only three letters.
Yes.
Fix this dumpster fire. There's a few things I want to address. Number one, how about the person being respectful and going the Mr. Mara card?
Nice.
You kind of have to admire that a little bit.
Is this Sean?
Was it you, Sean?
I ain't buying no plane.
Was it Malik Nabers who said, I didn't buy that plane?
Right, and everybody thought that he did because he said it like that.
You imagine if Malik Nabers was I got
Malik
this great
Nabers
idea.
Would never, ever think of doing that.
Well, and if Malik Nabers did it, the message wouldn't be, Mr. Mara, enough, fix this dumpster fire. It would have been, throw Leak the ball.
Right.
That's what the sign would have been. But I'm enamored by the idea around this. First of all, if you are the person who orchestrated this, I'd like to hear from you. Mm. And there's no, I don't think you did a bad thing, honestly, because I think you sent a message to ownership. And Tiki, you tell me if I'm wrong. I think this was a respectful message.
Oh, it was a respectful message.
You didn't say sell the team.
Well, it came on a particularly, I don't know, rough day. Not because the Giants lost, but when you looked at the secondary market to get tickets, it went down to a dollar.
Yeah.
Right before our game started, it was $7.
Mm.
And then because we were looking at the same thing at Nissan Stadium.
Right.
It was like, all right, $12 to get into this game here in Nashville, Tennessee. So we looked at the Giants. It was $1.
Amazing.
Kickoff,
yeah.
Which is insane.
I wonder, and you tell me, the New York Giants as an organization are deciding now in the best interest of business that they're better off losing games. I think we could all agree with that. If we don't want to use the word tank, they're making business decisions.
There's no way that Mr. Mara would say that, and there's no way that Dabes is saying that.
Nobody would ever say that. But do you agree that that is taking place right now?
I don't. It feels like it is, mm-hmm. but I can't say that it's intentional.
Well, I don't think the players would ever do anything intentional, but I think that who didn't play.
There's a lot of them that didn't play.
Yeah, I think they're clearly making a business decision.
Right, but now, with that being said, some of the guys that they brought in, particularly on the defensive side, actually played their asses
off. They absolutely did. They had a chance to tie the game, as we all know.
Right.
But here's what I am curious about in concerning Mr. Mara. John Mara saw that message. In fact, he was asked after the game, and he went no comment, which I think is probably the right route to go.
Right.
What are you going to say? John Mara saw that plane flying overhead. John Mara saw that the secondary prices were a dollar. John Mara heard MetLife Stadium. I don't know if you guys heard this, but when that field goal was blocked, do you have the audio of this? I think this is amazing. When the field goal was blocked, MetLife Stadium erupted in cheers. Take a listen if you missed it.
35-yard field goal for Graham Gano for the tie. Prior to the snap, Dillon the hold, the kick.
To me, and
now,
I got
you think
this.
That was Saint fans?
No, I think that was Giant
that was
fans.
Giant fans.
I have a couple sets of people that were at this game, and while they said they weren't actively rooting for the Saints, by the time the game was nearing the end and they knew the Jaguars had lost, that was
the Jaguars had won.
The Jaguars had won. The natural reaction was, this is awesome. We're higher up for the pick.
Yeah,
but there's still four games left.
They had a moment. You know, the fans there had a moment.
All I know, and I'm not at the game, and we're judging this audio, and maybe it's tough to hear on your car radios, it sounded like people were cheering. Mm-hmm. Combine that with Giant fans being at the building and saying, yeah, I think they were cheering. And here's my point. Between that message going over MetLife Stadium, between the secondary market, between the ballpark, or I should say stadium being empty, my pendulum on John Mara firing everybody moved yesterday. I really do. I think it went from 70-30 they're staying to, right. I think this is a 50-50 proposition. I don't think John Mara, or in this case, Mr. Mara, wants to be embarrassed. And I think that that message flying over MetLife Stadium was embarrassing. I really do. And I think that when he sees that displeasure from Giant fans, what are you going to do about it? And fair or not, I think there's a greater chance today Dable and Shane are gone than there was yesterday.
Well, it gets harder to evaluate them doing a good job, or at least even arguing that they're doing a good job, when you see the roster that was out there. That's Shane, after, you know, the injuries and whatever you want to say, after some of the regressions, or not even regressions, let's call it just the same old nonsense penalties. Think how many points were taken off the board in this game.
Yep.
The Saints are not a good team. Right, especially after Derek Carr got hurt, and I forget who the kid's name that was in there. They're not a good team. And so the Giants had missed 13 points. They're the lowest scoring team in the NFL by a lot. And 13 points got taken off the board because of stupid penalties. And so, like, those are discipline things. Those are awareness things. Those are doing the right things in moment things. Now, some of these are just young players that just haven't gotten an opportunity to play. But I remember saying this about, you know, we brought up Dan Campbell last week with the Lions and like how quickly they got it turned around. I remember those first couple of years, they had players on defense that had no business being in the game. None. Next year, they're actually out of the league. They were playing their asses off. You could tell how well coached they were. And so at some point, you start saying, where are we going with this team? Like, where is this culture that was established a couple of years ago in 22 when they won got into the postseason and won a playoff game? Where is that? Because it doesn't look like it's there anymore.
No, I agree.
And that's not a good sign.
Do you think that the emotion of seeing your empty stadium, hearing that crowd reaction, and dare I say seeing that sign, you think that moves the owner to change his mind on his plans?
I think it would have to happen a lot more.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe it will. I don't know. There may be more planes planned. I have no idea.
And two foods for thought more on this. The Giants are right now 14.5-point underdogs. It is the largest home underdog they've been since 1966.
Oh, my God.
So that is going to be a big storyline this week.
Thank you so much for saying that, because one of my plans for this evening was to go on Pro Football Reference and go through every season and see the last time they were this big of a dog. So the fact you're just giving me the cheat sheet right now, you saved me a lot of work. Thank you.
1966. And, Lugie, do you want to give this painful injury, too, that the Giants have?
Yeah. Giants haven't been that big of an underdog since 1966. At home since 1966?
More than two touchdowns, yes.
Wow.
Tiki, that's a big one.
So think about that.
I think that
good chance the Ravens cover, by the way.
All of these things that we're hearing And this is what changes things. And I said this to you. It's going to take a special kind of badness for Daboll and Chain to lose their job. I think the special kind of badness is happening.
Right. Even I think, when you look at Jacksonville, like Jacksonville was the same. They were in the same spot. Doug Peterson, third year.
Yeah.
9-8, then 9-8. Now they're waffling. They won a game.
Yeah.
Right? It wasn't pretty. They found a way to win a game.
I think they have to win a game. I think where I'm at right now.
I think you're right.
I think if they don't win another game and they finish this season 2-15, I think John Maron ownership's going to clean house.
I think Dable knows he's safe. He couldn't wait to announce Drew Lock as the starter. If everything you're saying is true and Giant fans are going to be pissed off for the next couple home games, then why do you immediately go, we're going with Drew Lock?
Well, I'll tell you, the Drew Lock Tommy DeVito thing is something that does not make sense. We'll get into it as the days go on, but I am kind of. My brain is shattered off that. But real quick, you guys said there's another painful injury. Quick.
Yeah, I've never heard of this injury. Trey Hawkins suffered a fractured lumbar spine yesterday.
What?
Yes, he has been declared with a fractured lumbar spine ending a season. That sounds like the most painful injury you could
fractured
have.
Fractured lumbar spine.
I think I got that when I fell off my bike, by the way. Huh.
Really?
I think I had a fracture of the L3. Is that the same thing?
Oh, maybe.
That's what I had, so I don't know.
I mean, I fractured a little bone in my back, and it was one of the most, it's probably the most painful injury I've ever had.
Man,
those little, you know, on the spine, those little things that come off on the side?
Yeah.
They're called transverse processes. I cracked one just a little bit. Didn't really do anything, like, functionally. It hurt worse than anything I've ever had in my life.
It's the worst, and that's why the idea of tanking, like, yes, right. I think that the Giants are making business decisions. A guy like Trey Hawkins ain't making a business.
No, because he hadn't played all year.
Right. He's out there playing his ass off, and look what happened to him. He's got a something with his lumbar.